Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. I want to wish you a very happy Easter. Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 and 9. The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. They ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshipped him. The women who found the empty tomb on the first Easter Sunday morning must have experienced a riot of emotions. They got up early to anoint the body of Jesus because this was the first opportunity to do so after the Sabbath. Their astonishment that the stone of the tomb had been rolled away was compounded by meeting an angel whose face shone like lightning and whose clothing was as white as snow. The angel informed them that Jesus had risen from the dead, just as he'd promised, and told them to go and tell the disciples. As they ran off, Matthew records that they were very frightened, but also filled with great joy. Then, amid this tumult of emotions, they suddenly met Jesus himself. The women could not keep the amazing news of the resurrection to themselves. It had to be shared. So they rushed off to pass it on to the disciples. That's always the nature of good news, isn't it? If you or a member of your family have just had a great success or happiness, you can't wait to share it with others. That's how the news of the resurrection has spread through the past 2,000 years. It's so amazing that it has to be shared. Year by year, the number of people attending church in this country declines. This means that we cannot rely on people hearing that Jesus rose from death in one of our churches. We need to share the message online, on the radio, in magazines, in newspapers, and most powerfully of all, by each of us telling our friends and families. We don't need to be frightened like the women who heard this news for the first time. We have every reason to speak of the resurrection of Jesus with confidence and joy. So let me ask you a question. In what ways do you find the resurrection of Jesus joyful? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for raising Jesus from death. Help us to share this amazing news with those around us. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.